Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my wonderful, beautiful friends, guys. Welcome back to r/entitledpeople, where people believe that the world revolves around them and nobody matters. And in today's episode, guys, a woman actually defends her thieving son after he steals from Opie's store, and she regrets it. Guys, I hope you enjoy the stories today. Don't shake your heads too hard. And as always, you can send or link your crazy stories to this email right here. So a little backstory. I'm 21 years old and I live with my parents as the economy right now is insane. And finding a place to live and able to buy food and water is near impossible where I live. Now for the actual story. Now my mother is the type to feel entitled to anything in the house. And despite the items having been bought with my money, it's still under her roof. So back in September of last year, I bought a mini fridge for my bedroom. I buy my own foods and drinks, as they're better for my diet than the foods my parents buy. Not to mention, my mother always tells me to pay her back for any food of theirs that I eat, so I just buy my own stuff and get it over with. Now, I hadn't had any issues with anyone trying to take my food or drink since I got it, so I never thought of precautions, until a couple of weeks ago. I had bought a small cheesecake from the grocery store as I'd been craving it, and I had the money to be able to get it. I also got myself a pack of sodas to have here and there. So I had gone to work, and I didn't think I'd have any worries. After getting home from a long day, I planned to shower and sit down with my treats and a nice movie. But when I looked in the fridge to grab a water, the cheesecake and the four sodas were missing. I asked my fiancé if she had eaten or drank any of it, and she said she'd taken herself a long shower and she napped all day, as her day beforehand had been exhausting to say the least. So I checked the family fridge, and what do I find? My missing cheesecake and sodas. At that, I grab all of them and place them back in my fridge, before asking around to see who took it. My brother was in school all day, and my dad apparently had taken up an extra shift at work, so that left my mother. But when I asked her, she acted really offended that I'd accuse her of theft. I decided to leave it alone. It was safely back with me, and I planned to share the treat with my fiancé and drink a soda, and just leave it behind me. The next day, my mother burst into my room screaming at me for stealing from her. I had just woken up, and I wasn't fully registering what was happening. My fiancé, however, was still asleep, and the noise woke her up in a panic. I asked what this was about, and she screamed at me about the cheesecake and sodas, saying it was expensive to get, and how dare I take that away. She was planning to eat it that night with my dad and watch movies with him, as it was his first few days off in a week. Instead of being angry, I actually started laughing. Now, this wasn't the first time she'd accused me of stealing from her after she took from me. This didn't go well with my mother, and she screeched again about me giving it back. I then laughed even harder, and I had to catch my breath. I told her that I had bought them, and we had eaten the cheesecake the night prior, and I'm keeping my sodas. She then screamed that it was her house, and everything is hers. She also screamed that I had better pay her back for the things I stole from her, and that next time she buys things, she's keeping count of exactly how much she has, so she knows when I steal again. I then stood up and grabbed the receipt from when I bought the items, and I shoved it in her face. I told her that I had bought them as a treat for myself, for working so much, and that she wasn't getting any of it. And then I had the best idea. I told her I was gonna get another cheesecake because I had some cash that could pay for it, and she wasn't getting any of that one either. I then turned to my fiancé and told her to grab my phone and see how much a fridge lock would cost. At that point, my mother turns me around forcefully and she slaps me for trying to put a lock on my fridge because I'm in her house and I don't have permission to do so. That's when I reminded her that her house or not, it was my fridge and I paid for it. I can lock it if I want. My fiancé told me that I could get a fridge lock online for cheap and it would be delivered in 2 days. I ordered one right in front of my mother. I then told her that since I didn't have to work for a couple of days, that I would be keeping an eye on all of my things. She then stomps out of the room in a fit of rage and screeches to my dad about how disrespectful I am and how dare I speak to her this way. I've laughed about it pretty much every day since then, and when the lock came in, I put it on my fridge. And everywhere I go, whether it's to work or even to the bathroom, the keys go with me. Unless my fiancé's staying home, in which case, she keeps the keys. Nice try, Mom. Yeah, so at that point, forget about the lock on the fridge, guys. I would be looking at getting a lock for the bedroom. But with mother's rules, it might even lead to a bigger fight because how dare you put locks on my doors, right? I think OP's best bet is to probably save up and try to get out as fast as they can because if mom can steal from the fridge, who knows what else she thinks she's entitled to. I used to work at Panera, and this one time, a woman came in and she ordered something on the kiosk. Now, the restaurant was empty at the time, and she was the only one there. And I asked her a few times if she needed help with anything, but she said no each time. After a while, she walks up to me and she asked where her food is. She says it usually doesn't take this long for just a cup of soup. So I go to the computer in the back and see that there's no orders. I then go to the kitchen and ask, and they tell me that there hasn't been an order in a while. Her card's been declined, and that's why she didn't get her food. So I go back and tell her this, and at that, she gets mad at me. I ask her when she ordered, and did the screen say approved? Now with that, she says, no, it didn't say approved, but I know I was charged. And I'm thinking, how? I then tell her I can ring her up for the soup, and I'll make sure it's top priority in the kitchen, even offering her a free pastry for the trouble. At that, she declines, and then tells me to go F myself, and she leaves. Not even 2 minutes later, her husband comes in yelling at me that the card was not declined, and they have money. He told me that I made his wife feel like crap, and that she was crying in the car because of how I treated her. The man then walks into the kitchen yelling at my coworkers to give him his cup of soup. I didn't know what to do at this point, so I tap him on his shoulder and told him that he wasn't allowed back there. To which he told me if I try to hit him again, that he would call the cops on me. Mind you, he was a 5'11 grown man, and I was a 20-year-old girl at the time. I've always been a pretty small-looking girl for my age, so it's funny that he took a tap on the shoulder as a threat, but I know it was my fault for touching him. At this point, my manager notices what's going on. The man was grabbing me by the shoulders and yelling, and my manager escorted him out, letting me leave early. All that for a cup of soup that I was willing to give them for free and call it my mistake if he had not been a complete a-hole. Yeah, so reading this post, guys, I feel so bad for the employees. Like, there's way too many entitled customers that demand to always be right, even when they are very, very wrong. Like, the wife probably went to the car and was like, yeah, we have no money. And the husband just lost it. Like, yeah, I'm sorry your wife is upset, sir, but tears doesn't give you a right to physically abuse staff and demand things for free. They totally should have called the cops on that psycho. So here's a little backstory. I have a disability parking pass that I use only when I need it. At my local Walmart, there are Parallels disability parking spots. They are there for those who need to get equipment out or have ramps that need to extend. There are also traditionally oriented disability spots too. With that said, there's also this dangerous habit of nearly everyone at Walmart to park perpendicular in the parallel spots. I don't use disability parking that often, but my husband walks with a cane and uses them a lot. He parks correctly though. Those that are parked incorrectly will pull so far forward that they'll block access to the painted sidewalk, which defeats the purpose of parallel parking spots, as even the other side of the sidewalk is now blocked from using their ramps. I've made multiple complaints to two different store managers and 1-800-WALMART, but nothing came of it. Now, one of my coworkers is legally blind, and currently, she's totally blind. She has an upcoming surgery, so that's why it's temporary. Her husband is her eyes, and he gives her rides to fill her prescriptions as needed. This week, I offered to help her get her meds. So I drop her off at the door, as per her request, and say that I'll park and come in just in case, as I wanted to make sure she was solid. I drive a Fiat 500, and I love it. It's the first car I ever bought without needing my husband as a co-signer, and it gets the best mileage on it. So I park in a parallel parking spot. It's all that's open, and my coworker generally can't squeeze herself and her service dog into tight spots of this parking lot. So I park and spend a second looking for my permit, as it doesn't live on my rearview mirror, because I only use it if I'm driving my husband or I know I'll need it. So it's been about 8 minutes before I leave my car. Right then, an SUV pulls up and starts yelling. I didn't know it was to me, so I keep walking. That's when a lady gets out of her car, grabs my shoulder, which spins me around and says, "Are you deaf? Move your car." At that I say, oh, I'm sorry, did I accidentally take your spot? As I thought she was waiting for it and I had sniped her place. The woman says, no, this is disability parking and I need to park there. Now, I don't judge anyone because disabilities are often invisible. And to set the scene, she was walking without an aid. She didn't have canes, crutches, or a wheelchair, and the woman did run up on me. So I say to her, oh, I'm sorry, I need the space. She then looks at me and says, well, nothing looks wrong with you, and being fat isn't a disability, so move your effing car. Now, for your information, I'm fat because I'm disabled. I'm not disabled because I'm fat. The woman is screaming so loudly at me saying, look, everyone else can park right. She then screams, pointing at the cars parked perpendicular in a parallel spot, too deep when it's meant for one. So I say to her, actually, they are parked wrong, and they're blocking disability access to those who need it. Now, I shouldn't have engaged, but I did. Sometimes I do have an issue keeping my mouth shut. I then shrug and start to walk away because my coworker is probably waiting on me inside as it's been a minute. I didn't want her to think that I left her to fend for herself. The greeter and the cart guy are heading out at this point, and the lady with her car blocking many cars from leaving or entering the lane sees them and she screams, this fatty is using a spot for handicapped people, and she needs to move her effing car so I can have it. If she doesn't, I'm gonna call the cops to have it towed. Now I know this is an empty threat, as a private citizen can't have a car towed from private property without the owner's or manager's permission. This isn't my first fiesta. I keep walking in, as I know she doesn't have anything on me, and I see my friend heading out with a dog that clearly has a vest that says, Blind Assist Service Dog. The screaming lady tries to grab at me one more time to spin me around, but I deflect and end up getting her nose with my elbow. It was an honest reflex from years of self-defense classes, but I digress. I didn't notice at the time that I made contact as I'm singularly focused on my coworker and getting her somewhere safe. I insist that she take my arm as I lead her to the car and get her settled. During the brief walk, I give her the 90-second rundown and tell her that I'll give her the full story on the ride back to her place. By this point, a manager's come out and he's asking me what happened, indicating that Karen is bleeding. I didn't break her nose, but I did make it bleed. It does suck to be her, but I did it in self-defense, and there were at least two store employees as witnesses.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I tell this story to management and let them know that I was helping my blind friend get her medication from the pharmacy. He saw her on the way out, and I confirmed that they were the same person. So I turn to the screamer, who's now going off on the cart guy, and I say, I got this spot for my blind friend. She's the reason I have this space. Is she disabled enough? Hearing me say that, I can see the color start draining from Karen's face, and she says something like, prove it. Where is she? Have her prove that she's blind. Thankfully, the cart guy's between her and my car, so she can't make it to where I'm parked. The manager says to go, so at that point, I just get the F out of there. I had given the manager my number to follow up and said that I'd be glad to come back as I'm here all the time, but I need to get my friend home. A few days later, I get a call from the manager stating that he only wanted to give me the story just in case something happens, or she tries to file a fake claim against me. After reviewing the camera, they can prove that Screamer came into the lot not long after I parked. The thing is, she's already been warned about bullying others out of their space at least twice before too. That's when she insisted that the cops were called, so they did. The cops ran her permit and they discovered that it belongs to her mother, who died 2 years ago. They then took the permit and they warned her that it was a $400 fine for using someone else's permit improperly. The police did not ticket her, as she wasn't in a disabled spot when they got there. The manager also stated that this was not the first nor the second time that it's happened, and she's been trespassed and she won't be allowed at any Walmart store in the state. I mentioned that there are 4 Walmarts in the county alone, and he said that her picture gets sent to them all, so she can't enter any of them in the state. She can make the 2-hour drive to the next closest Walmart out of state, or she'd have to shop elsewhere. The closest Target to me doesn't sell food, and they're about an hour's drive too. He told me this just in case I had any issues, as he was concerned regarding retaliation. He said to me, if you see her in the lot and you don't feel safe, call the store and have someone escort you to and from your car. We can call the cops to have her trespassed at that point. He was also hinting around filing a report of my own, but I didn't notice until I hung up with him. My goodness, guys, I am shaking my head so hard at this. Like, leave it up to an entitled Karen to use her dead mother's disabled placard, right, to park in disabled spots. And the fact that she wasn't really disabled and she was harassing someone who actually needed the spots is freaking insane. Like, how in the world do people do this without feeling any sort of guilt? And I just want to say that she deserves more than an accidental elbow to the face for pulling that little stunt on OP. Wow. Okay, so this happened a couple of days ago, so I'll do my best to have the conversation exactly as it went, but some may be paraphrased. So for some context, I work nights in a gas station. About a week ago, a couple of kids, probably no more than 15 or 16 years old who are semi-regulars, came in around 2 a.m. and they pulled a runner on me, with around $30 in drinks and snacks. Now, as I'm not allowed to chase shoplifters, I do what's required, and I leave a note for my boss so she can pull the tapes and post the pictures for us so we can tell them to get out, and most are never stupid enough to come back. But you wouldn't believe how many thieves actually are, in fact, stupid enough to come back. These two morons in particular. So 2 days ago, I'm working my only weekly day shift, and who should walk in but my pair of thieves? And who do they have with them? One of their mothers. I immediately buckle down and tell them that they need to go right now before I call the cops. This is how the conversation basically went. So the two thieves walk in and I say to them, you two need to go right now before I call the police. Boy number one says, call the police? For what? Boy number two says, we didn't do anything. I say to them, you know exactly what you did and you are banned from the store. You're lucky I don't call the police right now. You can leave on your own feet or leave with a police escort, you choose. So with that, they leave and they go back to the car waiting for them at the pump. From the window, I can see them talking to the woman in the driver's seat, gesturing and pointing. She then gets out of her car and she storms into the store screaming at me saying, why did you tell my son and his friend that they can't be here? It's a free country, they can be in any store they want. I then say to her, ma'am, a few nights ago, your son stole from us. They ran out with nearly $30 in products, we don't allow thievery and they're banned from the store. Now you're welcome to come in and get what they need, but if they're seen on the property, the police are gonna be called. At that, Karen says, you are accusing my son of being a thief? My son is not a thief. How dare you? Get me a manager. I then say, gladly. Now, something she doesn't know is that my manager has less patience for customer crap than I do. Since the store is not very big, she's already heard the exchange from the office. So I bring her out and she says exactly what I did. And Karen says, that is a bold-faced lie. My son is a good boy, and you are targeting him and his friend for no reason. The manager says to her, you're welcome to come back and watch the tape yourself. At that, Karen says she will do just that. But not before pointing at me and says, and once I have proof that you're lying, I will be expecting this little bitch to be fired. So with that, the manager brings Karen into the office, and I accompany them. Being the assistant, it's both part of my job and a joyful experience to watch Karen's face fall when she finds out that her good boy is a rotten thief. The manager plays the tape, and Karen's son and his friend are clearly identifiable, as their only means of disguise was their school track hoodies pulled over their hair. And folks, they had their frickin' names on the back. And right outside, they were wearing the same hoodies as they sat in the car waiting. The Karen was too stunned to speak at first, but eventually she remembered how to Karen, and she storms out of the store, shrieking that she'll be calling corporate on us, and for what, who knows, but she's calling anyway. And she says that we haven't seen the last of her. Honestly, I think the manager was way too nice, guys. Like, I'd be calling police if two thieves who robbed the store came back and had mom come in to harass us. And I only wish with her seeing the footage, the manager would have said, "So, will you be paying for the $30 worth of goods they stole, or you want me to call police?" Alright, so my son, Bryce, who's 17 years old, dated our neighbor Lana, who's also 17 years old, for a year. They broke up mid-January for reasons I don't know. Now, I won't sugarcoat this, but I never liked Lana. She always seemed a little unhinged, controlling, aggressive, entitled, and she was always demanding Bryce's attention. There were quite a few times when she showed up at our house out of nowhere, whether it was 7 a.m. or 11 p.m., because Bryce wasn't answering his phone. She would always come screaming, calling him a cheater, when it wasn't like that. He was either sleeping or too busy to check his phone. The thought of our son getting abused by his girlfriend made us worry so much. My wife and I tried to talk him out of that relationship. We said how it wasn't normal nor healthy, and we didn't want to force a breakup because we feared Lana would lash out at him. So we tried to do it in a very sneaky way. We don't know if it worked, but they ended up breaking up. He said that after he broke up with her, Lana didn't contact him, which was weird because he expected her to go nuts. At that, I told him if fate didn't give him consequences, he'd better not tease it. Now, the problem is, we bought my son a car for Christmas. It's nothing fancy, but it's enough to get him to school, his job, and eventually college. And he parks it in our driveway outside our home. Ever since the month began, we've been finding deep scratches all over the car. Now, we knew Lana was doing it, but since it was minimal, my son decided not to do anything. Even if we could prove it was her, we've got CCTV. Still, something smelled bad for me, so I decided to switch one of the cameras facing his car directly, just in case. Well, 2 weeks ago, we get up, and we found my son's car completely covered in paints, glue, feathers, confetti, the door handles were wrecked, the tires were slashed, paint all over the windows, you get the picture. Bryce and my wife were so distraught. We then called the police, and I handed them the CCTV footage that showed Lana and her brother, who's 23 years old, destroying my son's car. We pressed charges, and needless to say, Lana's brother went straight to jail. But since Lana's still a minor, her parents want to make a deal, but I refused. I don't think she should get away out. Before police was here, she was laughing her ass off, and she tried to play it cool. If she thought this was funny, then she's old enough to face the consequences. My wife and I want to stand our ground, but my neighbor said that they'll buy my son a better car and put Lana on therapy, but it's not enough. So am I the a-hole? Yeah, for sure, Opia's not the a-hole in this situation. Lana and her parents definitely need to learn that her actions do have consequences, and what she did was super severe. Like, that level of vandalism is absolutely insane. And the thing is, if Opie caves and he does accept her parents' offer, it'll literally teach Lana that no matter what criminal or sociopathic act she does in the future, her parents will buy her way out of trouble. At this point, she needs to learn early that there's consequences to criminal actions. But guys, let me know what you would do if you were in Opie's shoes. And that, my friends, brings us to another end of our / entitled people. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's crazy stories. If you did, hit that thumbs up. And if you're not subscribed, consider hitting that subscribe button so you don't miss these crazy posts, because they're getting crazier all the time. And if you missed the last episode on the channel, I'll link it right here. It's an / entitled people episode. So go check it out if you haven't. And myself and Stevie Boy will see you guys in the next one. We love you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.